WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in. WGNS, Rutherford Issues, continues here on a Tuesday, and this is a big week for Read to Succeed. And Lisa Mitchell joins us here in studio, Executive Director of Read to Succeed. And gosh, you have got a huge week coming up, don't you?
It's been a really busy week already, just getting ready. Actually, it's been a busy several weeks getting ready for these two events. And we are looking so forward to having some beautiful weather, especially on Saturday for the Reading Rally, and all of our volunteers coming out on Friday for Reading in the Schools Day.
Reading in the Schools Day. I got the letter from both my, or the newsletter from my daughter's school and from my son's school, and says, if you want to read, let me know. So, I mean, I know all this communication's going out in the schools, it seems.
Awesome, yes. We sent out packets to the school, I guess about a month ago, Brian, and we had some wonderful volunteers in the community that came out and helped us stuff those packets and get them out to all of the schools. And then we have a reading coordinator at every school that's helping to make sure that, like you say, the information gets out to all the parents. And just, I went for my lunch buddy today at Hobgood and saw posters all up and down the hall and really encouraging people to come out and read. And we've got tons of volunteers, over 1,000, that will be in the schools on Friday.
And doing the reading.
Reading
to the kids.
Yes. Just everybody in the community. We could still use a few more. If you have a special school you want to check with them, you can just go to our website at www.readtosucceed.org, and on the very front page is a listing of where you click to volunteer, and you can see all the coordinators for the day, and you can contact them through their email and see if they still need readers. And I'm sure some of them would love to have some more readers.
Now, this is Friday, and this has been going on how many years? Seven?
This is the ninth year. It was these two events were some of the original programs. They have been around as long as Read to Succeed has.
Now, you did bring some guests in the couple of libraries here, and Hank, you had a long trip over. Pull that microphone over.
That's
there.
That's right. I came a long way.
You could make the trip.
I'm glad. I thought it was 3:30, and I think I'm right on the button.
Well, for some reason, even though we're talking about reading, I can't seem to get everything right in reading. So, you know. Radio to Succeed, but we'll do the best we can here. Tell us about what's going on at the Limebaugh Library this Saturday.
Well, we're very excited about our partnership with Read to Succeed. They're a wonderful organization. I started when the Reading Rally started. I've been there 9 years, so I was there for the first. I hope to be there for the last. It's a great event. It gets a little bit bigger every year. With the kind participation of everyone from Austin Audio to the National Guard, they bring the climbing wall. We have a moon jump. We have special readers who will be reading on the stage at different points throughout the event. It's very family oriented. We like the activity, and we like encouraging people to read because, you know, I'm always saying, they say the meek will inherit the earth, but I'm concerned about the ignorant inheriting the earth. So I think the library is a very important place for everyone to gather.
Will there be balloons?
Oh, yes.
Okay. just asking.
Just because before I was a library person, I was a special event person, so I have a lot of connections in that business. So we do some full-out decorating for this event. We'll have balloons for the kids, and we'll have the balloons involved in the decor. Mm-hmm. So it's always fun, I guarantee it.
Now, Lisa, all of the libraries participate. Smyrna Laverne, I know that we're going to have Lorna talk about what's going on at the Laverne Public Library, but tell us about the entire day.
That's correct. We will have all three libraries simultaneously from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. having the reading rallies at their locations. And Lorna and I were talking before we came back about the fact that a lot of people will try to hit all three libraries. And so, especially Smyrna and Laverne being close together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, many families are dedicated enough that they want to go see all the different events going on because each library handles it a little differently.
Well, and we have costume characters.
Yes.
And the costume characters are a huge hit. I think this year, if I can remember them all, it's Bad Kitty, over here at Lime Ball, Bad Kitty, Max the Bunny, and Ladybug Girl. And then Ladybug Girl is going to make that flight to Laverne. And at Smyrna, you can meet Snowbird and the Chick-fil-A Cow.
Wow.
We'll hope that one brings coupons. But it's a great day for them to meet these characters that they love out of books. And I try to get the Pillsbury Doughboy, but he's always playing golf or something.
He likes to golf.
Chick-fil-A Cow's going to be busy because, if I understand correctly, I believe it's Rockvale that is part of their reading in the schools day is doing a reading gets you moving, and the Chick-fil-A Cow is going to be there to participate in the parade. And all the children are going to dress up as their favorite characters that day. So that's going to be a big event out there.
Well, I know that there are lots of great things going on at Laverne on Saturday. So why don't you, Lorna Cripps, who joins us here from Laverne Public Library, tell us about a few of those.
Okay, well, we are having Ladybug Girl, and I've had a lot of excited comments about that. We are thrilled to have her. She's a favorite. Our mayor is going to kick off our event that day by reading at 10:30 in the morning, Sina Mosley. And then we have a whole list of great readers for the rest of the afternoon. We have a gentleman going to be making balloon creations. Not this gentleman right next to me, but another gentleman. And then a couple years ago, it rained so much. We had to move everything inside, and that turned out so wonderful. We're having it all inside this year.
Oh, great. Oh.
All of it's going to be inside, and because it's going to be inside, we're doing something special in the children's department. We are having a scavenger hunt in the children's library, and that way they're going to have fun discovering all the different areas that we have in the children's department that they can participate in. So it's going to be a lot of fun at the Laverne Public Library.
And many of these same great things going on at Smyrna as well. They all handle it differently, but it's all centered around books.
Yes,
exactly.
Very good. Now, how did the libraries get involved with this? It's obvious, you know, that reading is important and books and things of that nature, but isn't it a great partnership to have the public libraries on board?
Absolutely. We partner with the library all year long and in lots of different events, and this is just one where we can really showcase the libraries and all they have to offer, because it's more than just books at the library. I mean, my family, we enjoy there's audio visual items. There's you can go and take computer classes. I'm going next week for a class where I can finally learn how to use my e-reader, and I found that at the library. So it's a great opportunity for people to get out, get to know your library, and find out all the other things that are going on there. And there's nothing more exciting to a kid. I remember very well getting my first library card. So if kids don't have them, there'll be a chance that day to sign up and get their library cards. And
absolutely. And I should mention it's National Library Card Sign Up Month, and because that's going on, we have a contest where if you bring in a friend or your child or your husband or your wife and get them a card, your name is entered in a drawing for the end of the month, and we're giving away gift cards, $25, $15, $10 gift cards from the drawing. So it's a good month to bring a friend and sign them up for a card, or a child, or a significant other.
You could do that on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. We will be prepared to sign you up for cards on Saturday. So,
You've been involved in this from the get-go, I guess, since you've been there the 9 years. It's an event that continues to grow, and just the opportunities for the kids are great.
Absolutely. We try and include different things every year. We like activities. We pass out healthy snacks. Like Lisa was saying, the library is not just books anymore. It's computer classes. I tell the patrons it's the only place where free actually means free. Because unless you accrue fines on items that you check out, the computer classes are free. The reading program is free. You can watch movies for free. So it's a benefit to the entire family.
It's the only place that I don't mind saying to my wife and kids, go, because I know that they're not going to spend money.
Right, exactly.
And they all come away happy.
Very wise, very wise you are.
Well, I think they're actually coming this afternoon in about an hour, so watch out for them. Let's recap here, Lisa, and give us the details on Friday and Saturday, and this a big week for Read to Succeed.
Absolutely. Reading in the Schools Day on Friday all day, and we will have over 1,000 volunteers reading in over 40 schools to over 25,000 kids. Reading Rally on Saturday from 10 to 1. We'll have, as Hank mentioned, healthy snacks, all the activities, sign up for your library cards, the characters, the balloons. There'll be a lot of free door prizes given away
Absolutely.
At all three libraries. And we just... Other than Laverne's got it figured out, they're going to have theirs inside, so they're not worried about the weather. But I looked at the forecast
and
this morning. It's perfect.
Perfect.
75 and
degrees,
sunny.
Minimal clouds. Beautiful day to be outside.
So you're a weatherman, too.
That's, yeah. I keep up.
I could just see you on the green screen. And doing it. Yeah, the weather is going to be actually spectacular this weekend. So
everybody come out.
So please come see us. Ask for Hank. I'll be happy to help you.
You may see him with a balloon in his hand. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being here with us today. Read to Succeed, doing a great job here in our community. A lot of information on readtosucceed.org as well, right, Lisa?
Absolutely.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Lisa Mitchell.
We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Executive Director Lisa Mitchell joining us with Read to Succeed. Lorna Cripps from Laverne Public Library and Hank Williams, the one and only from the Liball Library. Has it been said one and only for you?
Yes. They say it all the
once
time.
Once or twice. Once
yeah,
or twice.
Absolutely.
All right. Break for the news. We're going to come back and have much more as we continue in a moment.